Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
Welcome into KRDO's Business Connection. I'm Andrew Rogers, your host. Joining me this morning on the KRDO Newsline is Stephanie Edwards with Gold Hill Mesa. And Stephanie, real quick, as we do, you know, every time we talk, let's just give a brief overview of who Gold Hill Mesa is, what you guys are doing, and where you're located at.
Yes, we are a mixed-use residential and commercial development over on the west side of town, bordering 21st Street and Highway 24. And so what we have going on currently are about 550 residential homes, and our whole concept is to be pedestrian friendly. We have a variety of greenways that connect throughout the property, and we're just in a great location within walking distance to Bear Creek Park. And we have a variety of home types. What makes us kind of unique are the front porches and just a variety of different architectural styles.
Yeah, and definitely when you think of Gold Hill Mesa, you think of that community. It's definitely a purposeful built master plan community that is just, you know, ready to move in and have that sense of community. And good news is Gold Hill Mesa is growing. So if you've thought about it, maybe driven around, seen where the area is, seen the homes, you're opening some new areas of the community that somebody listening right now could move into.
Yes, it's so exciting to be underway and seeing forward momentum. We've opened filing 10 that has 55 additional home sites and two really wonderful builders in there, Vanguard Homes and David Weekly Homes, and they're underway with selling those lots. And that filing is positioned to the north and pointing toward the north and the east with some incredible views out on the ridge lots.
Exactly. And again, if anyone wants to get involved, just contact those two builders, David Weekly Homes and Vanguard Homes. And there's also some other great plans for Gold Hill Mesa. You guys just announced this to the city council this past week, but getting that idea of having this, you know, work, play, live environment and that pedestrian ease is getting that much easier under these new plans announced by Gold Hill Mesa.
Yes, we have a property that's slated for additional mixed use, and that will include a variety of exciting residential product types coming online. We're changing the architectural style up a bit in that area to be a bit more contemporary. That's really capturing a lot of the views that you see from down there. And then we also have planned an area for retail. And of course, the digital disruption has changed the face of retail, and then COVID accelerated that. But we're well positioned in our commercial area to do smaller footprints, more pad sites for a lot of restaurants, a potential placeholder for a potential grocer, and then a music park that really capitalizes on the history with the smokestack and that area around it for some more public gathering spaces.
That is great. And speaking of public gatherings, as things are starting to get a little bit more open, hopefully, knock on wood, due to COVID-19. Gold Hill Mesa is a part of a lot of big plans going on in the area this summer, really celebrating the best of Colorado Springs, and especially after we've all been cooped up for over a year now, helping to get out and really have that sense of celebration coming up. And let's talk about some of these big events that Gold Hill Mesa is being a part of and helping to bring out throughout the area.
Yes, as you've pointed out, we're very community-focused up there, and I think what makes Gold Hill Mesa different from the typical neighborhood is that we're revitalizing a piece of property that's centrally located. Being urban renewal and infill, we really strive to fit in with this fabric of the broader community. So when we talk about community, we're talking about Colorado Springs as a whole. So we're doing several events, as we always have, that benefit the broader community. And it's just been great having some good weather lately. We had Yappy Hour that celebrated the release of a dog calendar that benefits Bear Creek Park, Dog Park. And that was a great success. So we're going to hold Yappy Hour monthly through these warmer months. And upcoming, we're participating in the stream cleanup along our section of Fountain Creek as part of Keep America Beautiful. We're doing a recycle and shred event this Saturday. And we are also a sponsor of the Pikes Peak Hill Climb. and were participating, given our unique history, the Golden Cycle Mill that was on that property over 100 years ago was very instrumental to the growth of Colorado Springs. So we're excited to participate in the city's 150th anniversary celebration, and we are sponsoring the stage with our Music on the Mesa at the Beards Bonnet and Brews event this June. So we have a lot going on to celebrate our whole broader community.
Exactly, and you touched on it a little bit with the history going back to the Golden Cycle Mill. Let's talk a little bit about that and how Gold Hill Mesa is really focusing on revitalizing such a historic part, not only of Colorado Springs, but Southern Colorado.
Yeah, it's just very exciting to celebrate the history. And, of course, those of us who work there, you know, you can't ignore the chimney. And that is a beacon to a very industrious history where in the late 1900s, ore was mined up in Cripple Creek and brought down by train to the roundhouse there adjacent to our property. And the process that went on was the milling of the ore. So the gold bars were created and sent to the banks in Denver. And at one point, the Golden Cycle Mill was the highest producing payroll in the state of Colorado and one of the top producing gold mills in the world for a period of time. So we're very excited to celebrate the history and the impact it had on Colorado Springs.
Exactly. And that history is being celebrated into the future and really that reinvestment into Colorado Springs. We touched on it during the very beginning, but the exciting news that there's more lots starting to open up in Gold Hill Mesa and the community is growing again. How many new lots are going to be opened up throughout these new filings?
Yeah, we're looking at doubling our size essentially with residential and really serving that housing need in our city. And like I said, with always, as we have now, a variety of product type and price points. So we're looking at roughly an additional 500 to 600 homes.
500 to 600
both
homes.
A mix of single family and multifamily. Yes.
Yeah, 500 to 600 homes. Amazing. And centrally located in Southwest Colorado Springs, easy access to entertainment, to downtown, to where the city is, you know, starting to boom. And that's right all around Gold Hill Mesa. Again, if people, you know, have heard about it and have kind of got an idea, where is, you know, some of the big cross streets that Gold Hill Mesa is at if somebody wants to, you know, drive around, get a feel for the community, and then, you know, naturally give one of those builders a call and start looking into some of those new filing areas?
Yeah, so in total, it's about a 210-acre property, and we've already built housing on half of that. So we border, essentially, Highway 24, Lower Gold Camp to the south, and 21st Street to the west. Just an excellent location to participate in outdoor recreation. We really are poised at the gateway to the best recreational areas of Highway 24. Old Colorado City is about 1 mile away. And then, of course, we're in close proximity to downtown.
Yeah, plus you've got Bear Creek Park right there. So many great amenities. And then again, as you mentioned, you guys are always looking to build those new amenities on top of the great onslaught that Gold Hill Mesa already has to offer. And if anyone wants some more information just about the neighborhood in general, what you guys offer, what sets Gold Hill apart from every other neighborhood in the city, Stephanie, what's the best way to get a hold of that?
Yes, we have a very robust Facebook page, and on that we announce our events. I might mention one other thing. In our heart of our community is a community center. It's open to the broader public to come and see the art exhibit that we put on in conjunction with Cottonwood Center for the Arts. And we're able to open up outdoor-indoor space, so even during COVID and as things open up a bit, we're responsibly able to open that up to show the exhibit. So Facebook that's really the best place to go to find out information, but we also have our website, that is goldhillmesa.com.
Again, just go to goldhillmesa.com or make sure you like and follow that Facebook page where all the great events are coming up. And as the summer months approach, more events will be coming between helping celebrate the city's sesquicentennial with the stage over at the Bonnets, Beards, and Brew competition, helping with all the events for the Pikes Peak International Hill Climb, and seeing, you know, the residents in Gold Hill Mesa giving back to the area itself as far as helping out with Keep America Clean, helping to protect our natural beauty, which is such a great backdrop to Gold Hill Mesa, by helping to clean up areas along Fountain Creek and elsewhere throughout Southwest Colorado Springs. Stephanie Edwards, thank you so much for your time, for joining us this morning. And again, if anyone just wants to drive again, what are the two big cross streets over at Gold Hill Mesa to make sure you drive through?
Yes, 21st Street and Highway 24, and then just come down Gold Hill Mesa Drive right off of 21st Street.
Awesome. Well, Stephanie Edwards with Gold Hill Mesa, thank you so much for joining us this morning, for everything you do, helping to grow and expand our community, but also to invest back in as well.